Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Foul Monkey!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Today is Sunday, August 15th.
2010.
Wow, that really confused me because you usually don't start the show.
And you've downloaded episode...
Oh, we hadn't even said that the first one. You've downloaded episode 310.
Okay.
And the last one was 309, just in case. I don't put it in on the next one.
Wait, the episode number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I can't get my throat clear today. Oh,
do you need
terrible.
To go to the bathroom or something?
No, I'll suffer through.
Can you talk for a second while I go get something to drink?
I can indeed talk for a second. Well, my birthday will be coming up here on August 31st. It is my 28th birthday. Don't question and don't judge. And already I have been getting a couple of well wishes and indeed some presents in the mail. So the first thing that came to me was a lovely package from Amazon, and it was from Jeep Boys on the Twitty. And Jeep Boys sent to me, and it was on my wish list, season 2 of 6 Feet Under.
Which I'm totally jealous.
I love that show. And then a few days after that, I checked our P.O. box again and got a lovely package from Q Sledge, who got me one of my, also on my wish list, one of my favorite movies of all times.
And what's that?
Flowers in the Attic. And Knott doesn't think I'm supposed to open them yet, but...
What is it?
Knott said I'm not supposed to open them yet.
Yeah, there's a couple coming in the P.O. box that have to get the key from you, so you can't
open
them.
Well, I won't open them, but I wanted to get a little happy, and opening those two made me happy. So I want to give a big thanks to both Jeep Boys and Q Sledge. It was very awesome of you guys to think of me, and... send me something.
It made him happy.
Birthday.
He was all smile.
It did. It put a big smile on my face.
I came in one day. I was like, Julian, you got a present. Because I guess you were maybe outside or something. They dropped it off on the porch.
Yeah.
And he opened it. He's like, oh my God. But the one from Q Sledge was kind of like Jay's gift. It was like...
That was a different package.
But it was from him, right?
Yeah, that was from him. But that wasn't for my birthday. It was for both of us.
Oh, okay. Well, I considered it your birthday thing, too.
Okay.
But it's really cool, and I hope a lot of listeners do this, because I think it's neat to get regional foods from where you're from. He sent us some potato chips. I haven't tasted them yet.
I haven't either.
And then these fruit jelly candy things.
Mm-hmm.
And huckleberry... Was it huckleberry?
Chocolate, yeah.
Chocolate bar, but we haven't tasted it yet. We had to put it in the refrigerator because it was kind of melty.
It got a little melt. It didn't, like, totally melt, but it made you a little soft. So. And, you know, we don't like them when they're soft.
Oh, we hate it when they're soft. Unless we're getting it hard ourselves. Dirty.
Very dirty.
But we thank you. We appreciate it. And we're still eating on the stuff that Jay gave us and...
Yeah, so
we love food. So if you want to send us food, do it because we love eating stuff.
The day the Flowers in the Attic movie came, I opened up the package. Ricky's like, "Oh, girl, you like you some V.C. Andrews?" And I'm like, I read the entire series of books.
My mom loved those books. I mean, it was ridiculous.
The most fucked up family.
I'm gonna have to start reading them again because I read Flowers in the Attic. I think I saw the movie, but I may have stopped halfway into it because it was kind of lame. It wasn't like the same as the book.
It's a little cheesy, but
or campy.
Yeah, but it's still good. You and your black dress. Love the grandmother.
So, yes, thank you for sending us that stuff, and Julian really appreciates it. It puts a smile on his face. It makes him happy, and he's got a big old smile on his face right now.
I do. Actually, I've been in a really good mood this past week.
I know. And
After being in a dumpy mood the week before, I've kind of perked up this week, which is good.
Perked up? Your nipples?
That too.
Oh, okay. I have had a severe case of insomnia this past week.
Oh, no.
Last night I slept okay, but I've only been sleeping maybe 3 hours a night.
You know what helps with that?
Masturbation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Julian told me that earlier in the week, and I said masturbation. He goes, no, getting a trick or something like that. I was like, oh yeah, that too.
I'm like, no, sex with a different person.
But I quite wasn't in the mood with the day that he said
gentleman
it.
Gentleman
Kala. Which, I've been doing pretty good lately.
Let me tell you, I've heard.
Losing 60 pounds, like, well, to me, it has boosted my sex drive. Like, and I'm doing stuff that I normally
would not do. And that's crazy
because
you were a big whore before.
pot kettle black.
Racist.
Lacist.
My bad.
We're at the pool party, and the people that listen to the show there, they kept calling me Licky, Big Licky. And people were like, what are you talking about? Why are you calling him Licky? And I was like, because I like to lick. That'll clear your throat real quick.
or as you from last week.
Yeah, really bad. I want to talk about one of the reasons I was in a pissy mood last week. Because I had to fucking deal with student loan people again. Julian, how long have I been dealing with student loan people?
Since you moved in this house.
Yes. So I would say I've been dealing with them probably about 9 months to a year.
It's ridiculous.
Trying to get all these loans consolidated into one loan payment. And it's fucking ridiculous. Because I'll get halfway through it, and then the company sells my loan off to somebody else, and then I have to send them an updated information on that shit, and it's fucking pissing me off. And I was on the phone and I literally started crying on the phone because I cannot take the pressure of this shit anymore.
I kind of had to laugh when I checked the mail yesterday and you had 5 envelopes.
Oh my god. And you know what they all say?
People.
You know what they all say? They all say that I'm over, like, you know, over my payment. And I was like, I just talked to you about this and you're still sending me this paperwork.
Right.
I said it's going to be consolidated, but they're like fucking killing me. And it's like, I mean, I can't take it anymore. I was like crying on the phone with the lady. I was like, you don't understand. I have been dealing with you. I kept telling her it's not your fault. I said, you're just the person that answered the phone call. But I started crying because this is the last company that I have to deal with.
If you don't fix this for me, I'm going to kill myself. I can't take it anymore.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't that kind of crying. I was just, you know, I wasn't even like pleading. I was just telling her the stuff that I've been going through.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, well, let me you speak to a supervisor and da-da-da-da. So they fixed it for me, and I'm hoping this is the last of it, and then I can just start paying
something
on this shit.
Something deep down inside of me.
It's not going to be the last of it.
It's not going to be the last time you deal with these people. Because I don't think it's going to be that easy. You're going to have to go ape.
I'm going to have to go fucking blow up a building.
Carnival freak on their ass.
Right. And scratch their eyes out.
Yes.
Every single one of them. And what sucks is you call and someone gives you wrong information. And then you call another company and you're giving them that information. And then they're like, no, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, that's what they told me. And then I call back, and then they go, oh, that person gave you the wrong information.
Chuck said you're scaring the shit out of him because he doesn't want to be dealing with this crap into his 50s.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, keep up with the loan shit. I mean, I am so serious because your loans will be sold to like 40 different companies, and you won't know who the fuck to call. I mean, I'm serious. It's very stressful, and I don't know how people deal with it. And some people say, oh, it was so easy for me.
Man, I hope I'm done with college by the time I'm 40.
Oh, fucker. Hate that boy. He probably got fired for insulting people. I want to remind everyone to head out to Pride 48 during the week and listen to the replays of some of the live shows and some of the other shows you may not download or listen to. You might find some awesome shows.
Yeah, give definitely check out some of the other shows that play on Pride 48 and at least give them a couple chances and see how you like them.
Because, you know, we all fucking hate other podcasters.
And fight with them.
Yeah,
fight.
We need to cheer. We need to cheer about how much we hate other podcasters.
You know, that just aggravates me.
I know, right? But we do replay on Tuesdays from 8 to 8:30 and Wednesdays from 7 to 7:30 at pride48.com. Go check it out. And that would be awesome. Listen to some other shows. You might find something you like, and you might find something you hate. You actually might hear something that we talk about, and we steal it from other shows because we fucking hate other podcasters.
And if you happen to listen to Big Fatty, you can probably hear us on the intro to that right. At least three times a week.
Right. Sally Mae is the company that's fucking holding me up. He says Sally Mae, and they've never sold my loans. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that's holding me up with 8 loans.
Sally Mae sounds like a prostitute from the 20s.
It does, fucking Sally Mae. What is this? What are those? Pills?
It looks like pills. I like it.
Take a Xanax. Of course you like it.
Oh.
Do you have something else to talk about?
Or I do.
Phone calls
have something else to talk about. And
we can run over if we need
and
to.
And this is something that you asked me to put in the show notes, as a matter of fact. And you brought it up to me. It's about the fact that they have added another sign to the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Oh, my God. Really, people? How are you going to do that? It's like Ophicus, or let me look it up. I forget the name of it.
Bumps it up to 13, and I think everybody knows how I feel about the number 13.
Right.
That is not a good number
for me. I think maybe that's originally why they didn't have the 12. No. Maybe. I don't know why they didn't originally have the 12. But
adding this changes the time period, the date period for everybody else, or what you fall into. And it bumped Ricky from
a Pisces to an Aquarius.
And bumped...
No. Eric. I don't know. No, Aquarius, yeah.
It bumped me from a Virgo to a Leo, which, if anybody knows the characteristics of Virgos, that I'm 100% Virgo.
You're right there.
Yeah.
The 12th sign is called... Ophicus? Ophichus.
It looks like something you would write in a drunky text.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
Ophicus, y'all.
Let me read a little bit about it. The 13th sign of the zodiac, unlike the 12 signs, is actually associated with a real person. In the 27th century in ancient Egypt lived a man known as Imhotep. Imhotep was known as Asephius by the ancient gods or Greeks. However, the attributes are the same under either name. One of his abilities was the healing. He had the healing power. I'm not reading this whole thing. You get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
He was a serpent holder.
That sounds like you.
Well, sounds like your mouth.
Or serpent shaped whole thing holder.
If you read the qualities, some people don't believe in this shit, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think the qualities of a Pisces, I do fall within that type of person. I'm very adaptable. I get used to things really easily. I'm accepting.
They're very carefree. And
yes. And they get along with pretty much anyone.
They're like gypsies.
But they've been known to be drunks and alcoholics. Drunks and alcoholics. Alcoholics and on drugs, like addicted drugs. They have very addictive personalities.
Yeah.
Well, addictive personalities.
Yeah, I got that. And so did you.
Let's see. What else do I have to talk about? I have... I was going to talk about Lindsay Lohan, but I don't know if I really want to do that.
Does anybody really care about her?
I don't know. She's moving to New York because her mom says the court system is different there.
Why did she move to Fiji?
Right.
Where the court system is different there.
Why doesn't she move to, like, Afghanistan, where they'll fucking chop your head off for being goddamn stupid? That was mean. I shouldn't have said that. Because I don't know if it happens there, but it should.
No, but it's the truth. Or they'll make her become a mule and stick poppy seeds up her twat.
Okay, do you want to do some phone calls and emails?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Alrighty, brought to you by... Oh, fuck it, we don't have anything else.
Way to be prepared, Ginger Bear.
We have another email from Chuck Chapman. Let me move my microphone over here so I can look directly at the screen.
You fucking retard, I swear to God.
Hi guys, I've been listening for about a year and a half now, and I love you, as I've said before in the few emails I've sent you in the past. But I had never gone back and listened to any of the past episodes until a couple days ago. Honestly, you've improved. But unfortunately, iTunes doesn't go back all the way to the beginning, so I have a question. But it should. It should go back to every show. You should be able to get back to every single one of them.
Okay.
Let's see. I just want to know, what was it that made you want to get into doing podcasting in the first place? Was it another podcaster, or maybe just a need to talk about yourself? Also, I'm sure you've gone over this before, but I'd like to know how you and Julian met and what it was that made you decide to start podcasting together. I just finished episode 51, and I'm curious about whatever happened to Gina, but I'm sure I'll find out when I've listened to more of the past ones. Just curious. Thanks, guys. Okay, well, Gina is no longer on the show. We had creative differences. We wanted to take the show two separate ways, and it just wasn't working out for us. So, Gina does her own show or his own show, and I've done my own show. I kept the name Foul Monkeys, and then he did a new show called Gay Dessert.
Quite frankly, we got the better name.
Let's see what else we have here.
How
we met.
I was a DJ at the local homosexual.
You can't talk either.
I can't talk either.
Oh my God, y'all. What's wrong with us?
That's a cross between homosexual and establishment.
Oh.
Establishment. At the local homosexual establishment.
Yes.
And Ricky started coming in with this guy he was dating at the time, and we met and kind of kept in touch until I was out of a relationship and looking for a roommate, and that's when I joined the show.
Right. So, that's when Julian started, and he just came in to my old apartment, and we did a drunkie cast, and he just happened to fall into it, and then he liked it, and then I was like, well, we're going to move in. We fell into doing the show. And then, when I moved in, I mean, it pretty much was set. We did.
The fans seemed to enjoy me, and,
right.
Liked our liked us together, y'all. They liked the way we sounded. I'm just going to talk like a dumbass redneck the rest of the show. That way I can just talk and talk.
Oh, poor thing.
I won't lose none of my words.
I like that we podcast out of our living room.
With pants on.
With pants on. Unlike some other podcasters.
Is there any more questions?
And why I started podcasting? I did start listening to another podcast called The Don and Drew Show, which they're still out there. And I just went out and decided that I would do it. And I've been doing it for 4 years. This is going on my fifth year now. So.
And here you are.
And here I am, just sitting here with
Outback Gnome. Not said deep down, we all know they met at a Klan meeting. To which Chuck replied, "You mean a Marvel family reunion?"
Their eyes met. Well, the rest was in a ghost costume. You sound like Marla Jean Pine Pussy.
Fabulous DJ that everybody wanted to befriend.
And when you say befriend, you mean
sleep with?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't mean they got to.
Yeah, I didn't.
But everybody wanted to.
I didn't go for that. I had other options, which I probably should have chose another option. Just saying.
I got a direct message on the Twitter
this past
week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've talked about this. But it was from a listener and was asking me about my antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, I won't go into details about it because that's a personal matter, of course. But it made me feel good that I was able to discuss that and maybe help somebody with that, because I've been very open and honest about that on the mm-hmm. show, and the fact that I'm a raging lunatic and take all kind of crazy meds. But, you know, maybe I can
help somebody out.
Help somebody way. And, you know, get a little bit more information out there and make it a little bit mm-hmm. easier for people to discuss those kind of things, because there is a little bit of stigma attached to that. But,
right.
you know, it shouldn't be.
And
that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yes, because we all know. I'm sorry. I think everybody has a mental illness.
I know I do.
These days.
I know I do.
Lord, if you don't, you're like...
You're the weird one.
We hate you. All right. We have two phone calls. Let's go with this one.
Foul Monkeys. This is Nathan from lovely South Dakota again. I just had something... Oh, gosh. In my opinion, is Carly... And apparently...
Wait, should I play it? I mean, he did call us to let us know. I mean...
Yeah, it's...
I mean, he called us. So he didn't say not to play it.
Right, I mean...
Okay, I just want to make sure before I do that.
Yeah, my boyfriend just broke up with me via text. Just today, it is August... Oh, fuck, I don't even know. August 9th, and he just sent me a text saying that he didn't want to be with me anymore for whatever reason, and a friend just called me and said that he was cheating on me with him. I want to fucking kill him, but just, oh God, I swear. Stupid. But yeah, just let me know in your next show. Love you guys. Bye.
That is the lowest, most spineless, ballless way you could possibly break up with mm-hmm. somebody.
It's rude and it's tacky.
And Nessa said she wouldn't have played it, but it was a call to us directly for mm-hmm. the show, so...
And he didn't say not to play it. So I did talk to... Well, I texted with him to make sure he was okay and all that good stuff. So believe me, we've been there.
Well,
not yeah. direct... Well, not really by text message, but...
Everybody's dealt with a cheating boyfriend, so... Mm-hmm. And everybody knows it sucks and how you feel. And my heart goes out to you, and I hope you get better soon. And mm-hmm. I hope... You're able to deal with this and move on soon.
Right. And I think it's probably even harder that it was with your best friend. I know a lot of girls go through that.
Girls are whores.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck his boyfriend. Or fuck her boyfriend.
They are.
Close your legs, you dirty bitch.
Go get your own man.
Right? Why you got to fuck your friend's boyfriend?
I don't know. That's crazy to me. And especially a person that you confide in and you tell them things about your relationship that you don't want to talk with about the person you're with. I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
That is. So,
hopefully you feel better soon. We're sorry.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was a double stack from Burger King.
Is it called a double stack? I thought that was Wendy's.
Or double stacker. Or something stacker.
All right, we have one more call, and I think it's from my mama.
From your mama.
From my mama, y'all. Let me turn down the volume a little bit, and then we'll turn it up as we go. Joe in Dallas has just entered the room.
For the final 3 minutes. Wow.
He knows how to make an entrance.
Yeah. He is definitely on CPT today.
Right.
Ginger Bear, it's Mama. I was in the toilet and I noticed that was missing some of the goop in between the towels, so I just started doing a little caulking, and all of a sudden I just fell fast asleep, and I thought to myself, well, it must be 3 o'clock on Sunday. So anyway, I was just calling to let you know I wouldn't be able to call you today. So anyway, by the way, I heard that you were in some sort of tub with some other ginger baths, and you know that you're just going to get all germs and all from that.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop that call because Mama doesn't know how to use her phone.
Mama's mechanical ain't working while she's in the toilet doing her caulking.
It sure isn't. Sorry, we can't play the rest of that because we can't understand it.
How much was left?
Like 10 seconds. Oh. Should I just finish it?
Might as well.
Let's see. All right, well, here we go.
A rash. Like that rash of mine. Never mind. I won't talk about that. All right. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Mama, you need to speak closer to the microphone. Damn it.
Put your micro hoist up close to your mouth.
Right. Lucky. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. That was about to be a little too dirty.
What?
No. We have one more call, and it's from Hat M. You know, the sexy Budapest. Where is he from? Budapest?
Yes. So
Why do I always fuck that up?
That means Ricky's going to now brew a fondue in his pants. Because you know he gets all hot and moist when Hat M calls him.
That is
going
to be the name of the show. To brew a fondue in your pants. Okay, I got it down.
You're a fast writer, you are.
Well, I just wrote the first word. I'll remember the rest of it. And if I don't, I'll just ask you.
Hey, Full Monkeys, it's Hatem again. We finally got out of the bunkers as your mama crossed back to the transatlantic Comac Canal. Thank you for keeping her away from the third world for a couple of years, please. I heard Ricky needs a sugar daddy to get him what he wants in life. Well, what can I say? You better work that hilarious blog of yours. Because you know what they say, if you don't keep your blog sugar high, daddies will stop laughing and won't send the money. And Martin will have to start his own blog to support you. And we all know none of us want that to happen. By the way, I won't be listening to this week's shows, as I have to prepare myself to see the damages your mama made in Prague. Poor Pavel Novotny, he may be hurt. We better check that out. So bye, and thank you for calling.
Bye, and thank you for calling. I love how he talks. It's so cute.
Are you dripping wet now?
Almost. Mama must have did a lot of damage over there. I mean, let's see. She was in Scotland. Where was she?
Scotland.
Scotland,
yes.
And how close is that to Budapest?
I don't know.
I don't think very close. So Mama did a lot of bad things, I guess, for him to be scared.
Well, so. You know how your mother is. She likes the black cock and the uncut cock and the...
Apparently, she likes just anything that's cock.
Cheesy cock and the...
She doesn't like Joe and Dallas's, though. Not that type. At least. And she doesn't like old ones either, I don't think. Mm. Sorry, Bjorn. Well, you must have a taste for that.
It'd be hard to have to tape popsicle sticks to the penis every time you wanted to use it. Wouldn't you get splinters in your ass?
That's Bjorn. Sorry, Bjorn. Okay, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Don't forget to check out Julian's wish list for his 28th birthday on August 31st. And, you know, you can always send me something, too.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys or Facebook by looking for Ricky Burton. I guess that's it.
We hope y'all have enjoyed our little show for this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so we might try to do a third show this week. I don't know.
Okay.
But I did learn one thing, how to schedule podcasts to come out, so I can do it all in one day and not have to worry about it for the rest of the week.
That's pretty fabulous.
I want to thank Steve in the UK for showing me
how to do that. We definitely want to thank Steve in the UK for that.
Oh, that almost busted my eardrums out.
That did kind of hurt a little bit.
Okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You guys have a great week. Bye.
Peace.